The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Police in Cape Town reporting that five people have been killed in a mass shooting in Harare. That's in Khayelitsha, right? So, what's the story? What's caused it? Let's find out more about it with Inditini Tiido, who's the community activist in the Khayelitsha region, also former chairperson of the Khayelitsha Development Forum. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Ashok. Good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Right. So, I mean, it is incredibly disturbing. I mean, so I saw the Hanover Park outburst against the police minister yesterday, and then you get again five killings overnight in Khayelitsha. I mean, these type of mass killings are just ongoing, isn't it?
It is very much, it is terrible indeed, Asaf, because it does too many things to communities. One of the things it does, it dissuades investment to the area, which then leads to number of things, to scarcity of jobs, investors running away, even community members themselves living in fear. But you see, my comment on the display that was given there, and the unfortunate scene that we've seen on those platforms. Sometimes when people are given sponsored political views, they cloud the issues that must be dealt with. This morning I went there, actually eight people died, not only five.
So is it not five? So I've got there one woman, four men, all shot. And you're saying
three others, that's a short distance away from the fire.
Sure.
So they ate. So when you experience that, as well, you don't even have time to even want to play the political tennis ball with the realities that what that does to communities. What Khayelitsha, areas like Khayelitsha in the Cape Town, in the Cape Metropole case, what it needs is a deliberate program on crime prevention initiatives, not one. Many things. One that will galvanize the community so that communities remain vigilant, so that communities can also help work with the police, identify would-be criminals before any lives would have been lost.
Well in this case here, I mean, do you know what the cause was this time around?
At the moment, Ashraf, we do not know. And we do not like to offer views so that we dilute police's investigation on these types of things.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah, but your point about a deliberate or intentional crime prevention program. Now, you know, it's honorable, but you know, I could really copy and paste your comment and repeat it with 20 people in the last 5 years. They're all saying the same thing. Do you get a sense of a sense of helplessness with regards to how the South African Police Service is able to, A, investigate after the event, but very importantly, to set up structures to prevent killings in the first place, to ensure that we have safe zones?
Look, Ashraf, it is really not the crime prevention is not really the police's only responsibility. There will be people such as social development, the city of Cape Town, the Western Cape provincial government, all stakeholders coming together. Because the thing is that if, for instance, you've got a community which is paralyzed as of last night, as they were, nobody's going to report nothing to the cops because they are scared, for they are fearing for their lives. And the area is still dark at night. The area of Harare, there's still an issue there. There are four CCTV cameras. At the time of reporting, when the murders were reported, that video footage or CCTV footage have not been already been given over to SARS for expedited investigations, because there is this politicking between the city of Cape Town and the South African Police Services, as well as the provincial government of the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. The peculiarity of Cape Town, Ashraf, makes being governed even painful, because you've got an issue where there will still be resistance between one level of government to the other, or having to give one giving the other access to the resources. For instance, Cape Town is reported to have what is called now Eye on the Sky and all the other new technologies that has been bandied about. But in 8 lives were lost and nothing that has been proven to be working and all of those.
So here's the thing, in 30 seconds, we're going to wrap up now. Outside of these, what seems to be perennial problems, right? What's the sense of community in Khayelitsha when people go around with their daily lives? I mean, so the negative would be there's a war zone, but is there a far brighter story than that?
Look, we're trying to live our lives in Khayelitsha under the hashtag 7784, which is our area code. Khayelitsha is not a jungle, because we will live here, and we will never succumb to pressures of criminals and criminality. All we ask is better coordination by all three spheres of government, working with community structures in preventing crime from happening in our community.
I agree with you. Let's keep it that. All we're asking is keep people alive. Do not let people die because of shootings and violence. Let them die natural deaths. And that's really the nub of the issues around safety. Thank you for your time. Most appreciated, Inditini Tiyido, who's the community activist in Khayelitsha.